Welcome to the April 2022 update of Project Passive. My name's Mitchell Kuchonda. If you prefer to read as opposed to listen to this, feel free to head to my website, kdmhealth.com. That's kdmhealth.com. There you can click on the Project Passive link and read the diary in its entirety in your own time. I house all links I refer to on this podcast on that blog as well. Furthermore, absolutely none of what I'm about to say or have ever said is financial advice. It's far from it. Things like hindsight bias, home country bias, anchoring, confirmation bias, loss aversion, etc., can all creep in at times. Few human beings are immune to these biases. I'm simply sharing my thoughts and actions to keep myself accountable in real time on this journey, and I appreciate you listening. Let's get into this month's update. The quote for this month is, "A paragraph of experience tells you more about yourself than a book of opinion." And that's a quote from Sensei Mike Clark, the Goju Karate Sensei based in Perth, Western Australia. Author of a couple of fantastic books on training as well. Monday, the 4th of April. Today was a big day. My uncle's funeral, paddle out and wake in Torquay, Victoria. The family are expecting 200 to maybe 250 people to attend. However, over 800 people came to celebrate his life, with another 150 people with us online for the live stream. It was epic to spend more time with my extended family, while at the same time, it's sad that it took a death to connect us like we did. There's a valuable lesson in this. Wednesday, the 6th of April, Elon Musk bought 9.2% of Twitter after a Twitter poll he posted asking about free speech on the platform. Today, he was appointed to the board of directors. In other news, the Reserve Bank of Australia is now talking about interest rate rises after signalling no interest rate rises until 2024. Thursday, the 7th of April. Something I probably don't do well enough, actually it's one of the many things I don't do well enough, is communicate that this diary isn't about money. It's about time and choice, spending your days as you wish, hence the name Project Passive. Passive is the opposite of active. Passive income is a type of income that happens with or without us. It's also the main reason I chose equities to create its passive income and the choices and freedom that can come with it. I have no desire to attend open homes, deal with agents, negotiate, jump through the hoops of applying for loans, talking to property managers, finding tenants, sinking funds into repairs and upgrades, maintenance and the like. There isn't too much that's passive about any of that. Many would disagree, but that's okay. On the other hand, equities are easy. Actually, they're too easy, which is exactly why they are passive. Ignorance and a lack of emotional intelligence are the greatest barriers in passive investing, from what I can tell. Company earnings are generated and dividends or distributions are paid semi-annually or quarterly, whether I'm surfing down in Byron Bay, training here on the Gold Coast, or reading a book at home. Plus, transactions are executed via an app on my phone in seconds in most cases, which I love. Getting back to the time and spending your days as you wish. Outside peace of mind and great health, time is the most valuable resource, or time is more valuable than money in my view, and therefore should be prioritized. As Jim Rohn once said, better to live in a tent on the beach with someone you love than in a mansion all by yourself. It's time that allows us to pursue our real interests in life and deepen friendships and relationships. Money can buy your house, but it cannot buy your home. Money can buy you sex, but it cannot buy you love. Money can buy you medicine, but it cannot buy you health. You get the drift. Wednesday, the 13th of April. US inflation is running at 8.5%, again the highest in over 40 years. The White House warned of extraordinarily elevated inflation data. The sanctions against Russia are costing us all. And there's a link here to that White House communication. The Reserve Bank of New Zealand just lifted their cash rate by 0.5% to 1.5%, but they don't have a federal election coming up like we do in Australia. Saturday, the 16th of April. A few days ago, Elon Musk on Twitter posted a poll about free speech. A few days later, it's announced he owns 9.2%, investing over $3 billion to gain that ownership of the company. Fast forward, and Elon rejected his position on the Twitter board and offered to buy the entire company for $54.20 a share. The board has rejected this offer, which is 35% above its current market price at the time of recording, responding with something called a poison pill, essentially making it difficult for Elon to execute this offer and acquire the company. Elon wants to make changes to Twitter to enable free speech on the platform via open sourcing the algorithm, taking the product private, and among other things. Outside of websites, newsletters, and sometimes podcasts, free speech no longer exists online. So in a way, free speech is for sale right now. What's crazy about the Twitter board's response is how little skin in the game they actually have. Between all the board members cumulatively, excluding the founder, they own less than 1% of the company. Outside the payments they receive as board members, there's absolutely zero incentive to improve or grow the company. Whatever way this goes, I'm rapt that free speech is a central topic of conversation because the censorship mainstream media has forced upon society is absolutely criminal. Wednesday the 20th of April, Vanguard Distributions received today, always a good day. Overnight, Netflix reported its first decline in subscribers. The share price dropped 35% the next day. Brutal. Interestingly, Bill Ackman invested a few hundred million dollars into Netflix about 3 months ago. It was reported he sold, losing many millions of dollars. Goes to show how challenging it is to pick stocks. Valuations have shifted to results over potential slash narrative. Investors now want to see cash flow and earnings growth. 6 to 12 months ago, cash flow and earnings were secondary to the potential of a company or the narrative a company or its founder told. Thursday, the 21st of April, a friend emailed me this morning. Jack Mallers, the founder and CEO of Strike, gave a presentation at the Bitcoin conference yesterday. He announced a partnership with Shopify, Blackhawk, and NCR to power transactions across something called the Bitcoin Payment Rail. This is a long email, so I'm going to break it down for you. Suffice to say, incorporating Bitcoin technology into mainstream international payments appears to have some advantages that the above-mentioned companies are leveraging. The Bitcoin price is hovering around $40,000 at the time of writing. My friend also sent me communication about the fiat currencies of Sri Lanka and Lebanon failing after their governments defaulting on their debts. Interesting times. Sunday, the 24th of April. I just heard the Central African Republic has passed a bill allowing Bitcoin as legal tender in that region. And my guess is as more of the world gains access to the internet, we'll see more of this. Thursday, the 26th of April. A big development overnight, the Twitter board agreeing to Elon's buyout offer. This is sensational news in my opinion. Elon will go into bat for free speech, which is absolutely vital in today's world. No other online platforms outside email, personal websites and blogs, and some podcasts engage in or allow free speech. It's mind-blowing how censored and narrated mainstream media is. The evidence is in the resistance to Elon owning Twitter. Some people are freaking out when they should have been freaking out about what's happened to free speech over the past couple of years alone. Elon is cut from a different cloth. Out of all the billionaires that could have had the courage to tackle free speech, offered to buy Twitter and attempt to restore truth in communication, I'm grateful it was Elon who stepped up to the plate. I'd be worried if it was anyone else. In terms of the markets, they've been going up and down as they always have and always will. The Fed in the US signaled a 0.5% interest rate increase, meaning we've been experiencing a little more red than green the past few days. The Australian market is following suit. Wednesday, the 27th of April. Speaking of red, overnight the US market had its worst day since September 2020. Closer to home, inflation has accelerated at its fastest pace in over 20 years here in Australia, up from 3.5% to 5.1% in the past 12 months. You don't have to be the sharpest tool in the shed to have noticed this. Somehow, though, it appears to slip right past the Reserve Bank of Australia's board. Yet again, they're going to be playing catch-up in terms of interest rate rises. Friday, the 29th of April. The US economy contracted 1.4% in the first quarter of 2022. This raises talk around a recession again this year in the US. How things have changed from just 12 to 18 months ago. We now have rising interest rates, significant inflation, and a contracting economy. Apple and Amazon reported overnight as well. Apple beat expectations but did make comments around supply chain challenges, while Amazon is down 10% in after-hours trading after missing earnings. Saturday, the 30th of April. Lots of red overnight in the US. Amazon ended the day down 14% from their missed earnings last night. though still incredibly profitable and a great business. Apparently, it's the worst 4 months in the markets, the worst first 4 months in the markets for 20 years. Now, I don't know who comes up with these stats, but they do reinforce one thing for sure, that bad news sells. I take it all with a grain of salt. In fact, I take it one step further and largely ignore it. These idiot financial journalists are incentivized to get clicks, comments, and engagement from their articles of doom. Good news doesn't sell. Delayed gratification is boring, as is compound interest. The fact that we can be part owners in some of the most incredible international businesses in the history of the world from a few clicks on our phone is such an incredible gift. What a time to be alive. Being able to purchase more ownership of these companies cheaper than 6 months ago is another gift I enjoy. And what about not having to sweep the floors of the businesses we part own, nor deal with the customers, nor work long hours, nor have to figure out international laws and complex computer programming code, recruiting and firing staff, negotiating supply chain challenges, innovating new products and services? I could go on. It's all done for us. How freaking incredible. Learning to completely ignore idiot financial journalists is worth mastering, because nothing beats having peace of mind while being able to spend your time as you wish with great health. That wraps up this month's update. Thank you for listening. May is already off to a wild start, so I look forward to updating you next month.